What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Patrick Gale Show. You thought it was over, but we back there in our season edition. Patrick Gale Show, JR and the coach, Patrick Gale. I'm up with Coach Gale, stopping grounds right now. His old area where he used to be at. So we living it up. Had some New York City wings. Gonna get some more today and then head to Philadelphia and back to the A. So, Coach, what's good, brother?
What's good? JR, you're looking spelt, man. You're looking like you've been lifting. You're looking like you've been in that weight room, man. Hey, all I can say is, man, we all wish we could be like you, man. We all wish we could flex. We could flex every day, all day, every day, man. You know?
You got there right, Coach. Glad to be back on the show with you, Coach. We got busy with the season ending, me getting busy with the NBA. So perfect time we back at it, Coach.
Man, it was a really it went by fast though, man. Season went by fast. You'd be surprised. It's a we all as coaches say it's a grind, but man, that thing goes by fast, man. And then a couple, not even days, hours. You know, we. That last game, you're depressed, you're sad, and then you want to be right back in it. So thank God for the off-season workouts. We're in the middle of our off-season program, man. You know, obviously we've got some guys we're looking at for next year. So right back at it. It's recruiting season now, JR.
And Coach, with this portal thing popping the way it's popping, how have you and Coach Wade and Coach Stark navigated trying to find the right fit for Albany State with all these guys in the portal looking for opportunities that may be where coming to Albany State may be a good stop for them?
Well, we do have an announcement. Coach Stark is going – it's funny you said that. using his words, he's in the coach's portal. So it's just Coach White and I, and we are definitely navigating it. As a matter of fact, we were close to getting somebody that just committed to a Division One. But we are the good thing about this atmosphere in college basketball, there's a lot of guys that fall through the cracks, and we have quite a few guys that we're on that we feel really good about that, I feel like we got some good guys returning. And when we get, the guys that we want to bring in along with this group that we have, you'd be proud of the young guys, JR. We've been doing a lot of, individual 2-on-2, 3-on-3 stuff. Yesterday was the first time I got to see him play 5-on-5, and I was very, very pleased with their IQ, their unselfishness. Every game was competitive. They're young, and I couldn't tell because we had some older guys come in that were looking at some transfers, and I couldn't tell the difference between, our young guys and older guys with the way that they played. It was awesome to see guys that they didn't know, and they just came in and they meshed and they played together. They shared the ball. There was one possession where everybody touched the ball, and the ball was popping from side to side, man, and ended up with a wide open shot. It was a pleasure to see, and I'm really proud of our returning guys because a lot of them are freshmen. I'm really proud to see them play.
Yeah, some of your freshmen are giving you good minutes. So it talks about the development of you and Coach White helping them young men develop and them getting better over the years because they was giving you key in key situations, they was giving you minutes and not just out there, they're actually producing and doing things on the court.
Right, that's right. Well, let me feature my young man that made the all freshman team, Christian Gary, who's from your side of the world, from the A. And Christian, man, he Christian's a great young man. We're working on him to develop his skill set. But man, I watched him. I coached the bigs, and I watched him couple of days ago, and I looked at him and I said, it don't take long to see a kid that has a lot of ability. And now the game is slowing down for him, which is what I love. He's getting stronger. It's not just on the court, but in the weight room. We were on the track and watching their bodies mature. Oh man, I'm excited about our young guys, but I'm really excited about this young man. He's gonna be really good for us.
Coach, and I can see it, seeing them develop over the year. I know it ain't the way we wanted to end it, but the fact that this time last year it was more uncertainty. Double drill wins to 18 wins, 18 wins for Coach Gale, doubled it from the previous year. So I was gonna say, Coach, what difference a year makes and having the right people in place, the right guys, the right mindset, and just if you stick with a coach and let them go through their process, things can turn around. I think that's business too much. People give up on people too quickly, and people gave up on you. They were talking junk about you, but you stayed down, head down, worked your tail off, and 18 wins, 18 wins.
Well, here's the thing. I tell Coach White and I said the same thing. We were on this track last year. We started out 4-1. That game against FAMU didn't count. It was an exhibition for us, but we won that game. So really, we're 5-1 going into the start of our conference play. And I think with injuries, with guys not really being bought in to this year, where the whole team from beginning to end was bought in. And ironically, we did have a couple of guys that were hurt, but it didn't really stop us from our trajectory because guys were bought in. And I feel that, and you were at the first team meeting. You could tell they wanted to be around each other. They wanted to do something special. We actually fell short of our team goals. We wanted to win 20 games. We wanted to win the division. We fell just short. But like you said, looking back and reflecting, I'm really proud and I'm really grateful and humble, that we could, double our wins from last season, and the challenge is still there. Now you got to maintain it. You know, it's easy to have a great season, but the teams and the programs that sustain that success, you know, that's now where we're trying to be. You know, kudos to those teams. Obviously, you know, Clark won the division back to back. Miles won their division. Heck, I can't even remember how many years, you know, in a row Miles has won their division. So, you know, that's the gold standard. And we're just glad that now we're at least in the neighborhood, and it's hard to just stay there. And kudos to, you know, Coach Watson and Coach Jordan for them to maintain, you know, the winning. And, you know, I'm humbled to be in this position now with thinking, okay, now how can we maintain this? And it starts with your core guys. So that's why I had to start to show off, you know, shouting them out. And you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work. They have to continue with that. Summertime is crucial. That's where you have to really push, get your body bigger and stronger. You have to do things you don't want to do, because summer is that time of relaxation. But for an athlete, it's the time to get better. And it's the time that you have to put in the most work to see the results. That's what Shakur did last summer. That's why he was able to maintain what he did all season. And he played hurt all season. And I was surprised what he told me, you know, right before the conference tournament, what he was playing with. And it's kudos to him and what he's doing. So it starts with the guys, and we are very, very, you know, proud of what they're doing. We're tight knit. We went to the FCA banquet at a local church, Sherwood Baptist Church here. And to have one of my guys say that he, you know, joined the church right after, that's probably one of the proudest moments of the season as well. But it speaks to, and he's a freshman, and it speaks to our guys' mindset. They're always trying to not just be better student athletes, but better people. And at this level, not saying it doesn't happen at Division I, because I see a lot of the stories that happens and that takes place at that level. But at this level, where you may not have that NBA to look forward to, you may not have that opportunity like everybody else to look forward to, not because you don't want it, but because that's just reality, to know that you're also working to be a better man, and you're blessed to just be playing college basketball, but you have that mindset and that vision of how can I be a better person? I need to work on things that my 18-year-old self can't be the same as my 22-year-old self. Kudos to our young men. We don't praise enough the daily battles that our young men fight and conquer. We look at the negative things that happen, not understanding that that's a part of the process. No one at 18 is going to be the same person at 40. You understand? So we have to see them through that process. Sometimes it's painful. And the same young man that came to me, he did some crazy things, you know, that maybe some other coaches would have gotten rid of him. But I know that he's going through that maturity, and it's just awesome to see it happening, you know, right in front of my eyes. And sky's the limit, you know, for these young men. Everybody looks at 18 wins and us, you know, doubling our season. I look at the individual, you know, maturity of these young men.
16-4, you actually care about your guys.
Please.
It's not a transaction. Well, you're just a number to them. And unfortunately, in other sports, other situations, guys just numbers to coaches. Like, soon season over with, they don't know them anymore. I thought you mean to tell me everyone right now.
You know what's funny, JR? I probably have the best conversations with guys at this point, because they'll come to me and say, okay, coach, now I see why you said what you said. Now I see why you were so difficult with us. Now I see why. I'll give you an example. So our senior point guard, and I'm going to tell this story because I know, you know, you have a great relationship with some of our guys, and this young man, I'm going to mention him. So our senior point guard, G'Shawn Aldridge, played at a lot of places, a lot of programs. Before every game, and you know me, I know you laugh when I, talk about reading the Bible. Well, this is a young man that before every game, the last thing he does before he leaves the locker room, he's read scripture. I don't bother him, obviously, because I'm the last one to leave the locker room. So obviously I'm going to notice that. Well, by the end of the season, he had another young man, same freshman I'm referring to, same young man that did some crazy things that any other coach probably would have gotten rid of him. He had the same young man sitting next to him, and he'd read it to him. These are the stories that no one hears about these student athletes. And this is not for show. This is my routine. I don't talk to my players before a game because everybody has their own routine. That's what he does. But for a senior to take a freshman and read with him, I call that Bible study. That's to me, that's a win. That's a 20 win for me. That's a 20 win season for me to see that, because neither one of them know what next year may bring. This senior is looking to play overseas. He doesn't know what's going to happen. This freshman is still trying to figure it out. He's maturing, but he's just trying to figure it out. But that bond that they have will not be broken and will continue on with or without basketball. And that's why I do what I do. You couldn't pay me enough. That paycheck is bigger than whatever paycheck you're going to give me, because I'm not going to sell those two guys out just for a paycheck. You understand what I mean? So when I'm, reading scripture and talking about scripture to you, I don't do that. I will definitely, pray with them, and in our individual conversations, I'll bring up scripture. But there's nothing that is like for show in a locker room right before a game.
This is who you are, and I respect
That's who you are. Exactly.
you.
You want to know who a man is? Put him in the most stressful situation, and he'll show you who he is. And that's what he showed me he was.
Nah, no doubt, coach. That's why I was is what you said touched me, because it goes back to those times when I was in school, when we would go to church together, we would go to the mosque together. We would go to the temple together. Like, we all different things. We all support each other. Even in our chats today, like, those little bonds you have are still there. And I ain't gonna talk about it on this show, but me and my teammates did something and changed something together. And the bond that G-Shawn has with that freshman in 2025, hope he has it with like I do. I have those same bonds right now with my guys, shoot, 17, 18, 20 years later, where we still hang out together, do what we do, and it's like love.
That's right. And as a coach, that's why you want them to experience winning. It's not for our resumes, it's not to brag, but it's because when you win together, man, there's nothing like it, man. There's nothing like a 20-year reunion, a 10-year reunion, whatever reunion with a team that has gone through something together and has won at a high level together. You'll never that doesn't get replaced, man. It's special. It's next to your family. You know what I mean? And that's why I love college athletics. And I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in. And I understand that's why I am the way I am. That's why I focus on making sure I read scripture to understand the lessons that the Lord is trying to, not give me, but give to others through me. I have to be that vessel. So it's hard because you have to be humble, you have to forgive, you have to be meek, and you have to go through suffering. Any Christian will tell you, any person, any religion that you study, you if you going through suffering is not a part of it, then you know it's not real. So when you go through that, it humbles you, it allows you to forgive, it allows you to do the purpose that you have. And just the seasons before this season was the worst of my career, but I'm thankful for it because I can see things. I've learned some lessons. I'm still learning, but I've learned a lot of lessons where I can now get these young men to go through whatever they're gonna go through in real life. And these young people go through a lot in real life, JR. They go through a lot.
Coach, it's funny you talk about winning. We really didn't win that much. We had 6 win, 7 win seasons, and the other ones was 4 win seasons, but we still together. We didn't win that
Right.
much as we wanted to. We lost more than we won, but we still together. And that's what's crazy about it. Winning, I don't know how we won together, but through all the drama, the BS, and we still. That chat be popping.
Let me ask you this question. You said we didn't win that much, but let me ask you something. Your group of guys that you're with, are they doing well for themselves?
Oh yeah.
Then well, let me correct you, my man. You have one. Do you guys give back to the current team?
We will now.
Fine. You're no, not obviously the season we just had. Have you been around
We
those
have.
young people? Then guess what? The winning. You guys have been a part of that foundation. I mean, for alums to go back and to speak to the current players about just what it means to navigate, the landscape, to wake up every day and know that somebody understands and somebody cares about what I'm going through, that's huge. So to me, I always say winning is bigger than the scoreboard. Because believe it or not, JR, you got some people that cheat to win, right? Let's keep it, let's call it what it is. But you can't cheat life. You can't cheat the Lord. You can't cheat your creator. When you give back, I was just talking about it to the person we were talking to before this meeting started. When you get that rope and you climb up that wall, if you don't throw it back, to me, you're a loser. If someone can't say that you have paid forward, not you say it, someone else say that you have paid forward your opportunity because we all are here because of somebody else before us, then to me, you don't call yourself a winner. So if I'm looking at the history of Tennessee State football and I see that you guys are still involved, then to me, what they've accomplished, obviously they've accomplished it, but you guys were present. So how can you guys not say that you weren't part of that? And that's what real family and real programs and real, winning is all about, that you have given your time and your resources to help, current young men. And I know you have. You're just being modest right now. I know how much you've helped these current student athletes. And it's huge because they were able to tell you things, they were able to pour into you and to pull from you. And that's throwing that rope over and allowing that next young man to help the next group.
Like it was funny, like it's crazy that in our chat, like they was pulling for you harder than like, they pulled for the school. I'm just being honest. They were literally like they were just that night, they were hurt that we lost.
Well, I want to say, man,
Legit hurt.
I appreciate, your chat, your group, your alums, your football brethren. Let me say this. It humbles me to know that you're saying that. That humbles me because it did hurt me. It hurt my family. But if I didn't go through what I went through, to me, that's why it meant so much, because I know what we went through, I know what we had to fight, and I know, people like you, people like your teammates were there for me in spirit. And sometimes, man, having somebody praying for you, rooting for you is even bigger than somebody giving you money or giving you a job, because someone that really understands scripture knows that things happen in the spiritual world, and you can have a negative spirit about somebody and somebody can feel that, and you can have a positive spirit about somebody and somebody feels it. And trust me, I felt both. I tuned into the positive, but I felt both. So I felt that spirit of your guys. So that's why I had to say, man, you guys are winners and will always be winners to me, because you guys were helping not just your current team. And don't say that. They did root hard for you guys. Don't say that. They represent Tennessee State all day, but it was awesome that they were also pulling for Albany State. But I know you guys did a great job this year, and y'all had a great season. I know you guys had a lot to do with it.
I'm telling you this, it's in the chat. I've seen this. I should say it out loud. I'm saying it out loud because I mean, we're being real. They said we wish Coach Gale was our coach.
They are. Don't get people in trouble, man. Okay, so this will be edited. And if it's not edited, the views of the Patrick Gale show are not specifically from Patrick Gale. But no, again, I feel the love. I mean, coaching, listen, there's people that let's just put it out there. There's people that's saying that they don't want me as a coach here at Albany State. They think I don't care. They know I don't care. They probably don't think that. They just know I don't care, because I don't. Because at the end of the day, the Lord is my agent, the Lord is my boss. Wherever the Lord tells me to go, I will be. Whatever the Lord tells me to keep my feet, I will keep it. That's why I read scripture. So I make sure I listen to him. Because when you listen to people, you'll be exactly where they are. Listen to the Lord, and that's where I want to be. Because he's not going to ask me about my coaching record. He's going to ask me, when you saw those young men in the locker room and they were reading my word, what did you do? When you saw those young men doing something against what was my word, what did you do? That's where my record comes in. So I appreciate your teammates. I appreciate the people that don't want me here or do want me here or could care less, because at the end of the day, I am only here for my purpose, and I hope that whatever everyone else is doing is for their purpose. That's where the forgiveness, the long suffering, the meekness comes in. I don't take myself that seriously, because I don't listen to anything but what God is providing for me and allowing me to do.
And coach, even the ones who don't go to church in my tract, they really they respect you because they feel like you're coaching others on the show. You're coaching people on the show. So my guys hang on your words on this show. I'm just telling you, coach, they do. So the words you say, even my guys who aren't as religious, they take it in and they apply it. Trust me, they've told me privately.
Well, you know what's funny? Because I think people that are really spiritual understand. I'm reading Exodus right now, right? And the thing that I got from reading it was, man, people complain a lot. The Lord provided so much, and people complain. People actually wanted to go back into bondage. Does that sound familiar, JR?
Very.
People don't want to, because they're in the wilderness, because that's the path. Because if the Lord led them through other tribes, they would be fearful and would go back to bondage. So the Lord already had the path laid out. The Lord had the leader in Moses and Aaron to speak to the people. He provided everything. But all you can read is how much they complained. They worshiped other gods that weren't, of him. And what I realize is, man, Lord, you deal with a lot when you deal with, your people that go away from you and against you. I say all this to say, what I've learned to do is to be grateful about everything that I go through. I cannot be grateful about this season if I'm not grateful about the seasons that we were getting destroyed, and I was waking up not knowing if I had a job, not knowing what to do, losing these close games. All of a sudden, we're winning these close games, losing players. All of a sudden, players want to stay. Having people speak to me crazy. All of a sudden, like you said, people that I haven't even met are praising me. You have to be grateful for both.
And trust me, coach, we're thankful for you. My guys, I think they were thankful for you, and they really do. They really do rock with you. And shout out to Roscoe, who still has my quarter zip that you have on, coach, and wears it. Shout out to Roscoe. I need it back, man. I'm shouting you out. I need it back.
Listen, shout out to all your teammates. Shout out to every person that has supported you, supported our program. We want to definitely say this. I think we both are in agreement with this. We are doing this because we know that behind us, somebody will come in and do something greater. And we're fine with that. We want every coach to know that we hear you. We want every student athlete to know we hear you. You may not feel like you're being heard. You may not feel like you're being appreciated. I'm telling you, I do. I'm telling you, I know what you go through. I know what you have to deal with. Everybody says, well, there can only be one winner. I disagree. You're looking at the scoreboard. It's bigger than what's on the scoreboard. Take a look at behind the scenes. Take a look at the parents. Take a look at the people that support these student athletes and these coaches, the wives, the relatives, the brothers, the sisters, the grandparents, the guardians. There's so many people that go into your success, so many people that go into you being propped up for the world to see. And that's what I'm reading and learning. The Lord provides so much. I'm thankful for it all.
And you know what, Coach? I'll tell you what, man, every day is a process to get better. You know, I have definitely chilled out over the past year since I've been talking to you more in concert.
But JR, I thought you were supposed to corrupt me, though.
Yeah, well, no. I guess I'm not.
But JR, just think about that statement, you know? And again, it bothers me because when you're spiritually connected, man, you wouldn't. Do you realize that $1 million will corrupt you more than a person will if you have your spirit in the wrong place? And that's, again, what I'm reading. The Lord is providing manna. People want, we want to eat, we want to drink, we want to be merry, but you're in bondage. You understand what I mean? So what's the real corruption? You know, I'm just... JR, man, I pray for you and I know you pray for me, but the biggest thing is, man, what God is telling me is you are his creation. I am his creation. We have to seek him. If I'm not speaking that message, if you're not speaking that message to others, then none of this matters, period.
No doubt, Coach. And I'm not going to disparage anybody in what I'm going to say, but I move in silence. I don't post when I help people. I don't post when I talk to somebody or give them guidance. To me, Coach, that's cheap. I just don't like that. I move in silence, do something in silence. You know, I don't feel like I have to post that I mentor, insert whoever. Or
this is the Patrick Gale show, so I'm going to say it. You have mentored and helped a lot of my young men that other people that I've asked have ignored. You have mentored and have helped to the point where they come to me and say, Coach, thank you for introducing me to Mr. JR, where other people have ignored. You're not an Albany State alum, but you still represent Albany State to the point where the student athletes that play at Albany State see you, view you, and are thankful that you have been with them. And you've done it through your time, through your resources, through your efforts, and we appreciate you. And you do move in silence because you're not looking for any type of pat on the back. Honestly, you're a lot like the professors that are here at Albany State. You're making sure that they have what they need to be successful, and then you hold them accountable. So it ain't like you just, you know, give all these things and then you just... Nah, you actually hold them accountable. You actually get them to raise their level to a level of professionalism that so-called professionals that can help them don't. So I'm going to sing your praises, JR, because I know what you've done for my guys. And there are conversations and things you've done with my guys that neither you nor my guys have even come to me about because of that bond that is genuine. They don't feel like they should have to tell me everything you do. They do mention you, don't get me wrong, but they know that they're blessed. They know that they have somebody looking out for them. But what's the message you give to them? All right, throw that rope and help somebody else.
Yeah, continue the process to pay it forward, because that's how we get this cycle going. And I want to shout out somebody too, Coach, Dr. Greg Carr. Shout out
Man,
to
Dr. Carr, every episode of In Class with Carr. And Mr. JR, how did you find about In Class? How did you find out about In Class with Carr?
Patrick Gale told me about it.
For all of you people that watch this show, JR, you tell me it's a lot. I think it's just me and my wife. But for those that do, you have to go and watch In Class with Carr. I love Dr. Carr. I've learned so much. What a beautiful person that has so much knowledge, so much love for education, for his people, for life, for everything that I say is nothing, is minuscule compared to what he says. So, man, JR, you're blessed. You're blessed to have been in his classroom, but I've been in his classroom too through this lovely platform that we have.
Yeah, and Coach Gale, he's a TSU alum, Nashville alum. I know where the crystal he used to work at is still on Charlotte Avenue. Steve, I know where the crystal he used to work at. He worked with Crystal, paid his tuition.
Hey, listen, JR, let me tell you something. And I know you go to Nashville a lot, and I know you go to TSU a lot. I'm spreading this message. Protect that man. That is a walking, I know we talk about the ancestors, and that is a walking shrine of what an HBCU education, what a man of God, what intelligence, what things that are greater than what we do on this earth is all about. And your university is blessed to have that man walk the campus. So protect that man, JR, and spread that message, please.
It was funny, Coach. I'm not trying to brag or say what I say. I was heading to somewhere to see him anyway, and I saw him walking on Buckhead Avenue. I said, Dr. Carr. I ain't saw that man in years.
Yeah.
And it's like, JR, man, good to see you, man. Come on. Come on. You know, I mean, it was like, wow.
You know what the best part of it? Because you were in this class, what were you, about 19? Were you a freshman or
yeah,
a sophomore?
19.
Okay. So I'm not going to give you age now, but I'm sure him looking at you now and seeing what you're doing now, That's what this thing is all about, man. And I know that's why he's in education. So, man, I've never met him, but just, you know, I've been in his class. Let's just put it that way. And just hearing him speak and lecture, man, what a beautiful man, man. I really thought that was awesome when you told me, you know, that you ran into Dr. Carr.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one class I pay attention to.
What class was that, JR?
Africana Studies, intro to Africana Studies.
Just so people can understand and kind of have a reference, just a wealth of knowledge, man. You can't even put it into words. I'm struggling with the words to just describe, you know, what he is and what he means. And this is, you know, things can be corruptible, but when things are the right way, when God puts a purpose, because it wasn't just coincidence that you ran into him, but this platform that can be so negative sometimes for what he does with it, in that In Class with Carr podcast that he does, is such a beautiful thing, man. Such a beautiful thing.
No doubt. Dr. Carr, shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Dr. Carr.
I'm going to text
you. We must
you.
Protect you.
I'm going to text you, figure out what time to get on the show. Text you. And I know you're a busy man, but we got to get you on the show, Dr. Carr, and drop some knowledge on Patrick Gales. We need to do a two-parter on how you're going to drop.
And I'll tell you what, Patrick Gale will be speaking, and I don't speak in the third person. I'm just saying it just to be funny, but there will not be a lot of words coming out of my mouth when that man is on this show.
No doubt. Well, Coach, it's glad to be back. We'll be back next week talking about some playoff stuff. We're gonna do us out some.
Be back next week, JR. You sure? You sure? Yeah. You sure that no one got fired or let go or anything? You sure? You know, we got
I was fired, coach.
Gotta listen, listen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that we are gainfully employed, JR. That's all I can say.
Hey, we got that financial muscle. Money. Ching, ching. It's the coach. It's JR. We
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.